Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and welcome to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today we're continuing the second part of our interview with two of my very special friends, missionary friends, Derek and Adita, who serve as full-time missionaries in Colombia, South America, which is with New Tribes Mission. They've changed their name a little bit, but still, you know, they're with missionaries over there with New Tribes. So we're so glad, Derek and Adita, that you're able to be with us again today.
Thank you, Katrina, for the opportunity.
You know, we were just really kind of getting started last week. And so, but I just love hearing how God just wrought salvation and brought you to Himself, as we were saying, because salvation is of the Lord. And Derek, you were sharing how, you know, you have just had a quite a unique background where you had, you had Muslim influence, you have Hindu influence, and you had Roman Catholic influence in your life, and how God, through all that, broke through and brought you to a true and a clear understanding of the gospel. And then the Lord just began to put in your heart and remind you of that desire to your promise, really, to tell others about Jesus, even before you yourself knew Jesus. So can you kind of back up into that and just share with us now that you came to know Christ through that unique background of religious background and how you understood the gospel and how then God began to nudge you and remind you that He wanted you to give your whole life to Him?
Thank you. So 1 year after my salvation, my church was planning this mission trip to Colombia. And I wanted to be a part of it. So I joined the team and we had our practices. And after many months of training, we landed in Colombia to do mission evangelism among the schools and churches. And while we were there doing our ministry, I was in Pamplona on the Andes Mountains in my hotel room one night. And while praying at my bedside, the Lord reminded me of the promise I had made to Him so many years ago as a kid when I wanted to pass my exam. I had promised Him that, Lord, if You help me to pass my exam, I promise I'll tell my friends about Jesus, which I never did. So when I remember that promise that I had made to the Lord, now that I know Him as my personal Savior, I decided that that's a great opportunity to serve Him. So after we returned from Colombia, I inquired of my local church, of the schools that I attended, if we can do a Bible study there. In our country, Bible studies are allowed in our school syllabus. So they did have a class set up for that in one of the schools. So we started to do that. But the other college that I attended didn't have one. So with my friends, we went to the principal and asked permission to start a Bible class.
So this is like a religious education
class? Yes, religious education class, which was a part of the syllabus of subjects that were taught at school. And so he said yes, and but they didn't have a classroom for us at the time. So they gave us the auditorium to use, and we start teaching once a week one subject Bible study, which is called RI, Religious Instructions. A couple of weeks later, the person in charge came up to us and said, "We have a classroom for you now." So she took us down the corridor, and out of the 123 classes in that college, it was the very class that I sat in for 2 years and never told a soul about Jesus.
And where you had promised that you would tell people about Jesus.
That was the very promise I'd made.
That
and
was
God
the Lord.
God led us to that classroom. So I opened the class that morning and said to the students and told them my story of the promise I'd made to God and how I sat in this class for 2 years, but didn't tell anyone about Jesus. So I told them that now you are going to become my friends, and I would like to tell you about the story of Jesus, God's only Son, and how He gave Him for us in His love.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. That's just awesome. Well, then just fast forward. Then you guys got married, and then you felt like the Lord was calling you both to be missionaries. And then that's when you guys came to the States. And I know I'm jumping over quite a bit of things, but then you end up going to the New Tribes Bible Institute in Jackson, Michigan.
Yes.
And then that was through Sister Linda Butler, who used to work on this radio station.
Yes, she made the connection.
Yes, and so then tell us about your experience. We talked, and you were, I guess you were available that summer, and it was a summer, you know, job for you through CEF. But also, so what was that like serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship that summer?
Okay, well, we really want to thank God for that opportunity that opened up to us. And Sister Linda introduced us to Margie Aldridge, who worked with CEF, has a love and passion for CEF, even from her mother. It was a couple of generations. So, of course, we were going to be in the U.S. for the summer, and we thought, well, hey, we need to do something, volunteer our time. So we did inquire, and Sister Linda Butler, she introduced us to Margie, and Margie connected us with Katrina. And now we were in all the way in Michigan, in Jackson, and then we got a call one day while we were in Bible school from Katrina that she was going to come and visit us.
Yeah, we came up there.
And in Michigan at our Bible school, and there when she arrived, herself and Brian.
Yes, our camp director.
Camp director, yes. Brought all this material. We were interviewed and had the application form and even books and material to read about CF. And I'm saying, wow, she is serious.
Well
she
organized.
Just got the ball rolling.
I knew what I was going to.
Excited. That really, really excited us. And so we're just looking forward to the summer of 2011.
So do we keep you busy?
Oh, yes. even before the summer 5-day club started, we had to do a 2-week training at Camp Good News. And we started off there in June training, and that was amazing because just the whole system, how it's presented, the lessons are presented. And
I think that's one of the things that really impacted me about the ministry of CEF, Katrina, is the intensive care that is taken for each student to be trained and to be trained well to understand the Bible, God's word, and how to simplify that for a child to understand and comprehend this wonderful news of the gospel. And that impacted my life.
We just take that very seriously because we're not just trying to just a flyby. You know, we really want children to understand a clear presentation of the gospel.
Yes, and even the simplest story in the Bible, like Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. Boy, all of these stories, as simple as it may seem, the salvation message was brought out, and that is what was so impactful. And to our amazement, the kids were just understanding, getting a deep appreciation for the word, and were giving their lives to the Lord. And that was really, really
a great
something.
Ministry opportunity for us.
Well, we really appreciate it because we were in transitions between our different things that were happening, especially at our camp with the leadership changes, and we really needed some, you know, experienced Bible teachers for our camp, but also for our summer ministry. So it was a great fit for that summer. And of course, I know I was trying to get you a little bit longer, but do you really feel like that helped you in your further preparation in serving the Lord?
It certainly did
that summer.
Yes, I think our having the opportunity to serve with CEF really opened up some doors for us. We became close friends with some of the people with which we served because CEF provided homes for us to stay in while we were at these different locations doing those five-day clubs. And to today, they have remained some of our dear friends who continue to pray for us and encourage us in the present ministry that we are in. So, yes, we are very thankful
And besides that, the hearts of the teachers, of course, the office staff, Katrina and the whole office staff, so together as a team, and the people who we stayed by, just serving and hospitality, all these things really, really impacted us. Mm. And as missionaries, it's all about serving. Yes. And we learned a whole lot, that better prepared us for the whole mission.
Well, you are our friends, and you will always be our friends. So we are so glad that you came here to Illinois and that you're maybe in years to come, you'll be keep coming back. So, hey, we'll be doing this again. But I just wanted to just share with our listening audience that God also used Derek and Adita, to help plant that seed for a missions trip to Trinidad. And
oh, yes.
So, like, I think of the following year in 2012, then we put together a mm-hmm. team, mm-hmm. and you helped with connecting us to your pastor, Pastor Mitchell, in Trinidad. So, and then I think, like, we did like 7 vacation Bible schools in a period of 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So that was just amazing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I just want to thank you for all that you have done in serving, not only with us, but for serving the Lord. I mean, this is God's field. This is His kingdom, whether the field is in Colombia, South America, or mm-hmm. the field is in Illinois, or wherever the field is. The harvest field is big. I mean, we all know that verse, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few.
Yes.
And so I just was wondering in closing, if you just would share with our listening audience maybe some of the challenges that you're facing either in your own ministry or the ministry there in Colombia, and how we can pray for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we like to learn the language a little more better, yes? We know all the basics of the Spanish language, but at our age, it's difficult, yeah? And we would like to know it very fluently to get along better. But we are doing quite fine at the present time in Colombia. Some of our basic needs is we need support for the next 2 years to continue serving there. We also are trusting the Lord for a vehicle that we would need. But we also would like prayer for the ministry there, for the people in Colombia to have a heart to respond to the gospel, especially the children. The young children in Colombia need a clear presentation of the gospel, that the Lord will help us to find a way that their hearts would be tender towards Him, to respond in a favorable way.
Well, I do know of an organization, and they do have materials in Spanish, so let me know if you need some materials.
Oh, that will be great to take back. So, take back with us.
Yes. Maybe we can talk about that afterwards. Just share with our audience, what is your present support percentage at right now? What is your remaining need?
Okay, we are probably we are a little under 50%.
50%?
Yes. Okay. So we need... in order to get back and to continue for the next 2 years.
So these are some of the prayer requests and the language, their support needs, the vehicle, and just pray for the gospel to go forth in Colombia and to draw the people to Himself. I just always want to remind all of us that it's not just the missionary's job to open up their mouth to tell others about Jesus. It's mm-hmm. all of our jobs. And like Psalm 107 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So if you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, it's not just the pastor's job. It's not just the missionary's job. It's all of our job to open our mouth and to tell people about Jesus. Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.